This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. And if you don't get onto the show, that's okay. You can leave a message. We will play your message on the show. If you want us, you can tell me, Kevin, play this part, don't play this, don't mention my name. We don't mention your name. We blink all that stuff out. And usually you don't even give your name. You just go, hey, it's Dave. Love your show. Or I'm mad at you. Whatever. That's fine. And I promise you, we want to be fair with you. I'm not here to ridicule you. I love you guys. We don't always agree. And that's okay. And I may chide you from time to time. I may even tease you a little bit. But as long as we have this idea of mutual respect, you know, we'll have fun with the callers. And we want this to be a fun show because you know what? There's so much going on out there in this crazy world that the leftists have built. And I'm not going to let us off the hook. We allowed them to build it. I keep telling people all the time, if you get afraid of who you are, that whether it's the demons that lurk inside of you or the side that you let most people see, shame on you. You are a flawed human being. But you know the difference between conservatives, who, by the way, I believe are Christian conservatives or certainly Judeo-Christian conservatives, you account for your your frailties and your fallibility. You account for that. You believe in this higher power. And as I tell people all the time, I don't know whether you believe in God or don't believe in God. Most 80% of America has some belief in a higher power. But you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it from the way we behave. You would think that only 20% of us believe in it. The way that the left sets the narrative, everything in this world has become opposite because we've allowed it. We've allowed people to believe we are a more secular society. We are not a more secular society. Many people, including leftists, are appalled by what they see little girls wearing or women doing on the street. Remember when Michelle Obama got up on stage and twerked? Or watch this Hannah Montana. What's that girl's name? That used to be Hannah Montana. Miley Cyrus. Watch her behaviors and ask yourself, is that what you want your little girl to see? The way that thugs are being allowed to propagate in society is certainly black thugs. I wouldn't let my kids anywhere near these young black thugs that are being raised. Now, don't misunderstand me. The majority of Americans, and especially black Americans, believe that what these kids are doing is wrong. They don't condone the violence. They don't condone their behaviors. The young black thugs who gang raped a girl on Facebook Live. In the 1950s, the black community would have beat those kids to within an inch of their lives, and they would have made an example of them. What about the ones who took the white kid and beat him up because they said he probably voted for Trump or whatever, and they tortured this guy, pulling his scalp, you know, scalping him and hitting him and for hours on Facebook Live? And I could go on. This is the society that leftists have created, and they want to be mad at us because we want to correct it. They're mad at us because we say we've watched you guys for decades just on this slippery slope into socialism and into anarchy and chaos, building a society where nobody feels safe anywhere. I watched a video of a woman, an old woman at a convenience store, and some guy grabs her, puts a gun in the bottom of her back, you know, in the small of her back. And thankfully, snipers, this was in Denver, Colorado, snipers shot him as he exited out the store with an old woman as his hostage. And I could go on. A man who hung his baby because he was mad at the mother. I could go on. If we took serious business, if we took the number of stories that we find in a day, and we just said, let's look at the tragedies that happen, and the tragedies that, quite frankly, that you can almost account to a society where people just feel hopeless, where they can't do anything. I could do an entire show to just reading a 2-minute clip of a story. This happened in Denver. This happened in, you know, Schenectady. This happened in blankety blank. And you know where most of this crime is centered, where most of these atrocities are occurring? They're occurring where Democrats rule. because Democrats have stolen people's identities. They've stolen their American spirit. They've stolen their ability to feel like they can overcome. They've stolen it. These people don't even know how to deal with life. We did the story the other day of these snowflakes at Harvard who were too stressed out over paying a late fee on a library book. 50 cent per day late fee. God forbid at the end of the semester they owe $70 or something. Oh, what are we going to do? Oh my gosh, how do we handle this? These are the leaders, the future leaders of this nation, the Harvard grads, the people that we respect. Kid comes up to you and says, yeah, I graduated from 2 years of JUCO, then I went to state school, and you're like, oh, hey, congratulations, you went to college. Then kid comes up to you and says, yeah, I'm from Harvard. Oh, wow, you went to Harvard. I was telling people this at a speech I gave the other night. I'm like, we as conservatives, we do it ourselves. We elevate, we give status to education. We don't give status. I think I'm sounding like Mike Rowe right now, but we don't give status to the blue-collar worker who got up, had an idea, said, you know what, I can take metal, I can mold it, you know, melt it down, I can smelt it, do whatever. I can create this, that, or the other. I'll start my own little business. I'll make, you know, I'll pay for my ranch. I'll pay for my cattle. I'll put my kids through school or whatever. By doing this, we don't give him any credit whatsoever. He could be a genius. He could have made a new valve for an engine that, you know, makes the intake to such that the engine increases its efficiency by 10%. And we look at him as some grease monkey out in the boonies with this, you know, living in squalor because he's got his smelt, you know, his plant set up to do his work. And we look at it as no big deal. But the guy walking in a suit down, you know, Wall Street, we give him all kinds of props. We've been trained to think a particular way, to not give people credit for the things that they do. And let me tell you, the thing that has probably made the most difference, believe it or not, and I'm not giving Hollywood credit for this because they don't really deserve it, but shows like Grease Monkey and, you know, Restoration, this or that, or people that are going out flipping houses and things like this have given a lot of credibility to people that don't really have to have these educations. I was talking to a lady on a plane, and she says, my daughter is a lawyer. She's all proud of her daughter, and she should be. But this lady is a United States citizen who came from Mexico legally, and she was talking about how she loves doing her rent houses. She's got 50 properties. And so she was talking about, Kevin, I didn't graduate high school. And I go, you say that like it's, oh, I didn't do it. I said, you've got 50 rental units, and you're making a really good living. You've raised four great kids that, you know, all of them are doing well. And I said, and you say that like it's not a badge of honor. It should be. And I said, can your daughter be a general contractor? I said, who would be the better general contractor, you or your daughter? And she smiled and said, me? I go, exactly. Your daughter can handle the legal stuff and you can be a GC. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. Back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. RacePimping.com. And I'd love for you to go visit my the page, our radio page, kjradio.com. You can get our segments 24/7 on demand. If you want to catch the show live, there's a listen live button on that page and many others throughout the internet world. And we'd love to have you let people know. Let people know about the show if you like the show. If you don't, it's okay. I'm not even going to forgive you. There's no reason to forgive you. It's your personal taste. Different shows, as they say, different strokes for different folks. But for those of you who are avid listeners and send me notes and things like that, I appreciate it. We need the words of encouragement. And we take our project seriously. We're doing quite a few. The biggest one to date for us is bleedingbluemovie.com. So go check that out. If you decide you want to support it, propagate that link out. Give it to other people. Put it in your email list. Things like that. Help us to get that movie funded. We've got the movie's done. We've just got a lot more work to do. I'd love to tell you that the hard part seems like it's the movie. It's not. Once you get the movie done, that becomes the tough part then starts. Like I tell people all the time, you get your black belt and people think, oh, man, you can take a break. You got your butt. No, no. That's when the work begins. That's when you start now elevated to where we take you up and say, you know, lift you into the clouds and say, now you're going to get to see the real secrets. And guess what? You started over because you're going to start getting your butt kicked all over again by the better people, the people who've been there for 10 years that have learned the secrets. And it's a lifelong journey. That's why I love the martial arts. It's why I love music. It's why I love language. I love things that you can improve yourself all the time, and I hope you do as well. I read on CNN that we are in a post-Comey reality. America woke, here's what they write, America woke to a new and potentially traumatic political reality Wednesday. President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey without warning on Tuesday afternoon has unleashed a political earthquake with few parallels across the span of American history and deeply uncertain consequences. He fired an employee. That's what he did. It's an earthquake. Did you want Comey? Most of us did. I will tell you right now, I wanted Comey out. The Democrats wanted Comey out. They were calling for his head. Look, I'm not going to recap what I've already talked about with this guy. But it's amazing to me that the CNN, this is on CNN, an earthquake, historical. He's only the second guy that's been fired this way. Okay, great. He's the second one that showed his incompetence. It's like Bill Clinton. What, Bill Clinton was the second or third president to be impeached? Something like that? Well, he deserved it. That's what history is. And things like that are... You shouldn't get fired as an FBI director. But Comey managed to do it. You shouldn't get impeached as a president. You are put in charge of the public trust in your area. And if you can't handle that, then you should be fired. They make it look like, oh, he was such a highly competent guy. And what was funny, in introducing this, I was listening to clips and they were talking about how great the praises that Trump was lavishing on Comey when he said he was going to investigate Hillary Clinton, and when he reopened it again. What did they expect Trump to say? They take this stuff out of context. Oh, Trump said Comey was amazing, and he did great, and this or that, and now he fires him. What? He changed his mind? Why would Donald Trump have changed his mind about Comey? Let me count the reasons. I know two times he let Hillary Clinton off the hook when he shouldn't have. And he gave excuse after excuse as to why. Then, in the testimony that he recently gave, the dude essentially said, yeah, Huma Abedin had a bunch of secrets. She sent over to her husband, the wiener man, and he did nothing. She was part of Hillary's staff. Look, folks, easy to connect the dots here. But we're not in, you know, logical world. We're in liberality world. We're in liberalia or utopia or whatever you want to call it. We're leftist rule. So just because we have all the evidence against Hillary Clinton doesn't mean we need to do anything to her. That would be cruel and unusual punishment to actually punish an elitist, a woman who used her crooked foundation to make hundreds of millions of dollars when they have no talent. Getting $1 million for speeches and governments across the globe donating money to their crooked foundation in hopes that Hillary Clinton would get into office. Folks, it's a pretty easy way to connect the dots here. All you got to do is look at how much money the Clinton Foundation made pre-election and how much money the Clinton Foundation is making post-election. And if for those of you who aren't really sure what's going on with Hillary Clinton and this new anti-Trump pact, let me break it down for you. It's nothing more than the best way for the Clintons to now get more money. The red meat for the left is Hillary Clinton should be elected. They know she shouldn't. And Donald Trump is not competent and shouldn't be in office. So Hillary starts what? The anti-Trump pack. She's now fighting against Trump. This has nothing to do with the fight against Trump. This has everything to do with the Clintons not wanting to give up their lavish lifestyle. And if the suckers on the left want to donate money to get rid of Trump, fine. Hillary Clinton knows in her heart of hearts she will never get rid of Donald Trump. Neither Bill, none of them. She knows this. She knows she will never get paid $500,000 or $1 million for another speech. She has to figure out a way to keep her money. And these idiots on the left are willing to pay for it. I'll just tell you, there are days I wish I was a leftist because I would absolutely destroy I mean, I would get money from them like you wouldn't believe. I had a lady tell me at one of my events recently, she said, Kevin, we conservatives, we just don't give money, you know. And I go, you know what, to our detriment, we are not suckers for giving money. We know exactly what we want. That the NRA knows exactly what its mission is. There's nothing unclear about it. Code Pink doesn't know what it wants. These anti-war people, they don't know what they want. They want a war. They don't want a war. Barack Obama's doing it. Did Barack Obama get picketed to the degree that George Bush did? Of course not. So they don't know what they want. We know exactly what we want. When I talk about Tea Party community and the fact that you guys should be supporting Tea Party community and joining it and getting involved, it's because we know exactly what we want. We want smaller government, we want free markets, and we want accountability. There's no quibbling over that. But we have no umbrella organization that makes sure that happens. And by the way, that is true of Donald Trump as well. You're not going to like some of his decisions, and you're going to want something with backbone that will make sure that Donald Trump doesn't succumb to the left. Now, so far, he's been pretty good about it. But you're not – I know a lot of people aren't happy about the budget. They're not happy that Planned Parenthood got funded. Now, he took it out in the health care stuff. But you're not happy about that budget. You're not happy about Paul Ryan. You still want to teach some lessons. But now, we've got the new post-Comey reality. It leaves the nation confronting complicated questions about the relationship between government and independent law enforcement, they say. The nature of Trump's use of power, possibly even the integrity of the presidency itself, is what CNN writes. It does none of that. I have no questions about the integrity of Donald Trump and his government. What I have questions about is Comey's integrity and the integrity of the press and the integrity of the people who would believe that the folks that decided to change this government, change the direction and the course of this nation, are the idiots. I have questions about their integrity. They say Trump has Washington on edge. He'd been on edge for the first 9,800 days or 3 months of his term. I haven't been on edge. I've been relieved.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you feeling guilty about your white privilege?
I can't eat the watermelon and fried chicken because that's cultural appropriation. Do you have any white people food?
Is white supremacy getting you down?
Sorry, we have to take the long way, okay? I don't go down any streets named Jefferson or Washington because they had slaves, and that's totally racist, and it's white supremacy.
Do you want to finally be forgiven for slavery?
I need to call my friend, Shaquita, Shaquanda, and Terrence, and let them know that I'm sorry for slavery and institutional racism and white supremacy?
Well, for a limited time, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show is offering KJ Repair, a fast-track white guilt credit repair program that will free you from the oppressive and debilitating shackles of white guilt. Yes, that's right. Say hello to acknowledging white supremacy and say goodbye to white guilt. All you have to do is listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you will get the highest quality in reparations credits. For every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for one full hour of slavery. Not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes like some of our competitors. At that rate, you'll have white guilt forever. No, at KJ Repair, for every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for 1 hour of slavery. That's right, one full hour of slavery. Like it never even happened. Say goodbye to the burdens of your melanin deficiency for only 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, by listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show Monday through Friday. Time is running out. You must act now before American slavery is completely forgiven worldwide. If you sign up today, we will forgive you for 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. That's right, 30 hours of slavery absolutely free.
This offers for straight white men only. Blacks, Hispanics, women, gays, trans, and Muslims may not apply. Reparations credits are non-transferable.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, they say Donald Trump. By the way, before I get started, how you guys doing? You doing all right? Good. Okay. I have to do that gratuitously because I went through sensitivity training at Fox News. And they have, even contributors like me, we have to go through this. And I have to tell you, eye-opening. Very eye-opening. In fact, we will talk about it. Let's talk about it now. Sensitivity training, right? So sensitivity training, it was funny. The questions I asked, I said, okay, so one time 20 years ago, I heard a lady talking about getting her hair done. She was very concerned about it. And, you know, you could tell she was on edge. And I just overheard the conversation. The next day she comes in, I said, Elaine, I really like your hair. HR guy pulls me into his office, says, Kevin, that could be considered sexual harassment. I didn't say, Elaine, I really like your hair. I just said, Elaine, I really like your hair. Because I knew she, it was a big deal to her, so I wanted her to feel like she had done the right thing. I didn't know if her hair was a good cut or not, honestly. It was just, I said, I'm going to be nice to her tomorrow because I overheard the conversation. You know, she was having it with another female co-worker saying, I'm getting my hair done and I'm so afraid. I'm not sure my husband's going to like it. And so she comes in. I said, hey, Elaine, I really like your hair. You know, and that was it. You know, no big deal. And so they explained, well, that wasn't, you know, by the today standard, it's not repetitive. It isn't like you were doing it. Like, I really like your hair. It goes good with your breast or something like that. So they explained it was okay. And I said, well, for 20-plus years, I have not complimented a woman on her hair, on her, you know, her wardrobe, nothing at the office because I don't want to be considered the dude, that guy, you know, the lech. But I said, don't you think it makes people feel good when something happens? Like, you say, hey, man, I really like that tie. If for all intents and purposes, that could be considered sexual harassment of a man. And it's funny, when you look at the rules as they apply, I'm telling you folks, we are headed into this crazy world. This crazy world where you say, wow, dude, I really like that tie. And then somebody goes, you call me dude? You know, I'm not a dude or whatever. And then they said that there are exceptions to things that you can get away with. For example, if you're hiring models and you make a line of women's clothes and you say, I don't want male models, that is not considered discriminatory. And I said to them, in a few years, you watch, because it was two firms that were giving this presentation. I said, in a few years, you're going to be dealing with that as an issue, where men can wear women's clothes, women can wear men's clothes. Then we came, you know, the other subject came up, pronouns. One of the guys who's a reporter, he says, I was doing a thing on LGBT, and I said, I made the mistake of going in and saying he and she, and they were like, what are you talking about? Who? And they went after him. And he's like, you know, so he had he says, what do I do to get around it? And the attorney says, use their names. Well, what if you don't know their names? The young lady I talked to when I walked in, I didn't catch her name, you know, but you have to use the names. And I said, well, wait a minute. When it comes to the world that the left wants to build, this androgynous world, what are we going to be doing? If I say he, you can't get offended. She, you can't get offended. If we all are just referring to ourselves as Ja and Z and whatever else, you know, it's so ridiculous. And I said, because they talk about protected classes. What's a protected class? You know, they say, well, it's, you know, religious discrimination, race and gender and all that. And I was always bringing stuff up on behalf of white men, not because I am one or I'm protecting them. But I would say, what if that, does that apply to white men? You know, hey, white guy, your lips really look nice and full for a white guy. Or, hey, like, you know, what if I heard a comic say, what if guys had really full lips? And the women love, we had all had Angelina Jolie type lips. And you catch a woman looking at your lips, you know, and you say, hey, lady up here, look at the eyes, you know, the same way that they do with their breasts. And what's funny is you hear these comedians talking about these things and you say to yourself, these are the life's lessons that we are going to get in this crazy world that leftism has built. I could go on with situation after situation where they say, you can't say this, you can't do this. And then with respect to Fox, they say, well, there's what's legal. I could say something, you know, like, hey, give that project to Terry because she's really hot. And then there's things you can't say because Fox won't let you say it. So when they made that as an example, like, hey, give that project to Jennifer because Jennifer's really hot. And what they were using it in the context of is that the client likes beautiful women. And I was thinking to myself, there's hardly a consulting company I know that didn't put a hot chick on a project when they were selling it or something like that, or an amazingly good-looking guy, you know, something like that on projects if they thought they could sell it. That's par for the course. But what I brought up at the meeting was, I said, well, what if you said, I want to give that project to Jennifer because she's hot? And you wrote that in an email, and I said, and then somebody complains, what's he talking about? She's hot. She's really good at her job. She's amazing. She's a hot property. We're lucky to have her. Then they talked about one where a person got promoted, a woman. These are actual cases, by the way. A woman got promoted, and they sent out a memo, congratulations to Susan for getting the promotion or whatever, and a guy writes back and says, holy cow, they promoted her? Who'd she sleep with to get that job? And I said, okay, I get it. You know, and by the way, he didn't just send it to the person he was targeting it to. He sent it back to all, which is all the company. They said, you know, that might make the new VP a little bit antsy or say she's in a hostile work environment. We were defining hostile work environment. Not little h, but capital H. Defined as hostile, where you are not able to perform your job because you're being harassed, etc. And she says that lady might be able to say she's now in a hostile work environment where people don't believe she's qualified or that she slept her way to the top or whatever. And I said, or the guy could have just been a smart aleck and knew she was a rock star and was jokingly saying, well, I wonder how she got that promotion. You know, she must have slept her way to the top, knowing that she's very qualified. And because the reason why I brought up the question was they said, oh, he would be fired. This person would have been fired. I said, fired for what? How about you investigate and find out if the dude really liked her and he was just being sarcastic because everybody knows she's amazing. But that's the stuff that you deal with. You know, and it's very bizarre to me that we're still dealing with these, what are really common sense issues. And don't misunderstand me, folks. I'm not telling you that these types of issues don't occur in the workforce. They do. And you should not be penalized because some boss likes you, he or she hits on you, and you don't reciprocate, and then suddenly your job is at risk. Nobody should have to go through that, and those are very real issues. And when that occurs, you know, we do need to address it, and there should be remediation to deal with it. But it's become to the point of ridiculous. You know, if you date a person and you happen to be their supervisor, which, as it turns out, Fox allows dating of employees, you have to notify people so they can move you out of a department. Because what happens? Invariably, somebody breaks up. And, of course, then there's a stalker. Somebody wants to, you know, poison your food in the refrigerator or whatever. Who knows, right? But there's all kinds of things that can come up in these types of situations. But guess what? The people that you're probably going to date or have an affinity for over time are the people that you work the closest with. And so, you know, I understand it all. But I am perplexed as I look at all these rules, and they talk about gender and all these different variations of what they call the protected class. And every time the guy would say that, I was like, protected class? You mean the employee? The employee shouldn't have to go through that. It doesn't matter whether it's a woman, a Muslim, or whatever, because they use examples of, if you were wearing a yarmulke, could somebody, point out, yeah, the guy that wears the yarmulke, and you're going, well, you just doubly, screwed the Jew on that one because you said the guy, and you said, you implied the Jew.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. Glad to talk to you guys. In fact, we may play some different guys calling the show, talking about various issues here in the next hour. Not going to do it this segment because we don't have a lot of time. I want to get to some other things. I want to continue on this vein of D.C. being on edge. Washington, D.C. is on edge. Let me tell you something. Washington, D.C. has been on edge since Donald Trump started gaining in the polls, and this is back in 2016, August, September time frame. They became on edge. And what happened was things got serious. As they say, things got real. Real up in here. And the attacks began because the idea of a Donald Trump had to be an impossibility. We played the clip multiple times of everybody that said, from Tom Hanks to every late night TV host to George Clooney, all the various entertainers, that said, I will guarantee you Donald Trump will not be president. Then we had an overwhelming government that fought against Donald Trump. The fact that Donald Trump stayed alive, man, he's more. This dude is like a cockroach in a nuclear attack. You cannot destroy him. Okay? That is the way it is. Yea, verily, Donald Trump survived. And I think, and I've talked to many people about this, they feel that Trump survived because he was it was a God thing, right? Donald Trump, God saw fit that we had to change the course of this nation, and he didn't choose the most religious guy. I mean, think about Saul. Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul. Saul of Tarsus was out to eradicate Christians. I mean, he was killing people left and right, and then he got, you know, his cathartic moment, and God spoke to him, and he says, I can't do this anymore, and he became a very pious man, and changed his name to Paul, and the rest is history. Well, Donald Trump wasn't the most religious guy. He was two Corinthians, you know, at Liberty or University or wherever, and the religious right were very concerned about him. I don't think they are anymore. I think they removed the Planned Parenthood funding by way of the Health Care Act, which is a big deal. Now, they didn't do it in the budget, and that's still, all this stuff remains to be seen. But Donald Trump, to me, has proven he's more religious than any of the other so-called pious presidents. George Bush proclaimed his religion all the time, and he did nothing to further the cause of religion as far as I'm concerned. So I'm talking about the further cause of Christianity. So, you know, Trump is, yes, Washington is on edge. Leftists are on edge, and they better be. And they look at this attack, they call it an attack, this sudden strike is what they call it. That was the way CNN described the firing of Comey, the sudden strike of Donald Trump. And they called it unconventional. They said, this hasn't happened. What is he doing? Why would he do such a thing? Comey finds out on TV. Barack Obama said he got most of his news on TV. Nobody seemed to care about that. The president of, you know, I get my news from CNN and MSNBC. Really? Because he didn't like Fox, right? And so they called it unconventional. And this, I'm absolutely quoting this, but his sudden strike against Comey was unconventional, even by his own standards, in referencing Trump. Unconventional how? Unconventional that Donald Trump came to the conclusion that Comey was worthless as you know, as teats on a boar, and you want to say it's unconventional? Look, the man is subject to fire you. This is a work at will, and, you know, right to work, James Comey. And so what? If you aren't fit to do the job, I can fire you at will. I can fire you on the spot. It's like a battlefield general who does something really stupid. You lose your bar, your stripes, and not your stars, sir. So it's funny to watch these guys backtrack the ebb and flow, if you will, of information when it comes from one source to the other. That's what the left does. The left the level of inconsistency is unmatched. So after talking about Donald Trump putting D.C. on edge by his sudden strike against Comey being unconventional, even by his own standards, they go on to say this, and immediately and significantly exacerbated the discord that has raged since he took office. The discord that has raged since Trump took office is from the left. It isn't internal. Everybody that works for Donald Trump knows this. They took the job because they believe that they are going to make a difference in terms of how America works. They also know they've rolled the dice, because if they do a great job, it's an amazing thing to put on your resume that I did my part to help save the Republic. But if you can't do it, you better know that guy is going to let you go. There is no convention when it comes to Donald Trump and firing people. And the left act as if Comey's termination is a surprise. I told you guys, okay, I'm going to pat myself on the back. I told you guys Donald Trump would win. I told you his unconventional style is merely business practice as usual. That he would look at government and go, are you kidding? I got the biggest playground on the planet to work with. I have things at my disposal I've never had. in business. Think about Donald Trump when he, because one of my good friends always says, well, Donald Trump, he made, took a lot of money from banks and then he leveraged against the banks. Can you imagine you go to a bank and, you got some little hometown bank and they trust you and you borrow, say, $50 million and it's half their assets and somehow you get to, they let you do it. And then you get in financial trouble and the bank is in it with you because now they're just as invested in your success as you are because they're so highly leveraged. Well, good for them. You know, that's the way Trump actually kept those bankers supporting the things he needed to get done until he made them successful. So now he has the government to play with. He no longer has to be concerned about the money and, you know, holding hostages and things like this. The dollars are there, and he can do that. And he's proving it time and time again. And obviously the carrier thing is the best example because he negotiated through the larger corporation that if you move the smaller corporation, this is going to impact your bigger business. That's what he's doing. But they talk about things raging, you know, his immediate and significantly exacerbated the discord. Let me tell you something. I'm so happy that he did that. I'm so happy that he has these people on edge. I'm so happy that he has DC rethinking the way you do things. It's convention, the convention of firing Comey. Let me tell you the convention of being fired in the workplace, in the real world, in the civilian world. They look at the bottom line and they say, 10% of the workforce is going to be fired. Supervisors, give me the people that you need to be let go. That's the way it works. There's no convention. You might not hear about it on TV, but you know it's coming. And I can tell you, only Comey would have to be a blatant idiot, and he may very well be, if he didn't anticipate that he was going to be let go. So how they want to rationalize this as some, you know, thing that Trump has to really concern himself with and what people think. This man doesn't care what you think about him firing Comey. And he doesn't care if you play the clips where he praised Comey for making the investigation of Hillary Clinton. And I love how this is. It may have also delivered another damaging blow to his own viability and the goodwill he needs to build a successful presidency. Are you out of your minds? This solidified in people's minds exactly why they chose Donald Trump. It's because he will make those decisions that are not tough decisions because they're just normal, everyday business decisions. Now, let me tell you something. This one's an easy one because Comey's an Obama holdover. So it's an easy one in that regard. It should be easy for the media to say, well, look, is it a big deal? Not really. The Democrats didn't like the guy. The Republicans didn't really like the guy. Nobody felt they could trust him. Donald Trump let him, you know, gave him enough rope to hang himself, and Comey did. But should come as no surprise that Donald Trump let go of a holdover. He just let go of the chief of ushers that does events and things like this at the White House, another Bush-Obama holdover. And that person has the ear of the president, has the ear of the staff. They know what's going on. What Donald Trump is doing is he's culling the herd. He's saying, you know what? I don't want any more Obama people. They leak things. Maybe he's figured out where these leaks are occurring, and he's shaking things up. But I'll tell you, I don't really care. The reason why I'm bringing it up again, because we talked about it earlier in the broadcast, is the fact that Donald Trump has got these people on edge. He's outing leftists. They're the ones that are shaken up because a guy like Comey could hang around for a long time in a previous administration. But Donald Trump is saying, no, we're going to clean house. This is part of the drain the swamp strategy. And just think about it. Flynn gets booted out because of issues related to Susan Rice, who won't even testify. She's been asked to clear this stuff up. She won't testify. The Justice Department has been asked by Senator Blumenthal, a Democrat, to investigate Huma Abedin. In fact, these emails went to her husband. And finally, yet again, Susan Rice, who, as I said, won't testify. Why not? Is Comey going to make her testify? Why are we? You would think that with everything that we've uncovered and what this man has said, it would be an automatic that we'd investigate her.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.